Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking down the world of college football with College Football Game Time.
You can't never get enough today.
College Football Game Time, presented by Window Nation at windownation.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
John Friggy, Abe Gordon for another half hour. Coverage of the Louisville Cardinals and the SMU Mustangs coming up this afternoon, and of course we'll keep our eyes on all the big games, including that sold-out Georgia Tech game against Pitt. Let's look across the nation, brought to you by Baron Burton's Breakfast Sauce. So good, you'll want breakfast all day. Visit the WSauce.com for more information. So we were talking earlier about James Franklin and his impact on Virginia Tech, and it'll be really interesting to see how quickly he does impact the Hokies. I think it'll be fairly quickly. Miami goes into this game against Virginia Tech. Abe, I'm trying to look. Miami went out and spent what $4.3 million in NIL to get Carson Beck, and if they don't even make the playoff, it's like, really? This is a Miami program that has repeatedly done this with multiple coaches over the last, with Diaz and Cristobal, over the last, say, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years, where they've gotten off to 7-0 starts, 8-0 starts, and then faded at the end of the year. Are they about to fade again right out of the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it's possible, right? I mean, you look at today's matchup. You mentioned it is James Franklin and how quickly can he get things going. How about today? How about a little boost of energy knowing that James Franklin is coming into town and Miami obviously can't afford a drop-off by any stretch, and they got to go on the road. We talk about road games in these big conferences at noon can kind of be a little sleepy start. We've seen Carson Beck, when there's pressure, especially right on him, and I don't mean in heading into a game. I mean physical, there's a guy right on him. He will turn the ball over, and that's what gets ranked teams beat. Turnovers on the road. And so I'm interested in this one. To answer the question on the larger scale, Miami, it just doesn't feel like they're dominant the way they needed to be dominant in a conference they ought to dominate. And there are reports already that they're ready to break the bank open again for another quarterback next year. I don't know who that could be. I have some thoughts potentially, but they're going to keep trying.
All right. Well, no. Okay. Share. Share with
the class. I don't know. Look, I don't know who the number one quarterback out of a transfer portal is going to be. I think Drew Mestemaker at North Texas is a guy to potentially keep an eye on. Again, I have no idea if he's even interested in leaving. I don't even know offhand if he has more eligibility left, but I think he does. I think Lenora Sellers is one of interest as well. So those would be.
How about Dylan Raiola?
You think he's leaving? I know
His brother decommitted, and you know there are a lot of people that are unhappy with his uncle as the offensive line coach.
Miami's its own story. I'm not sure there are going to be schools lining up to get Raiola. I just think he's, yeah, they may. And by may the way, there may worth not
be.
The
right there. By the way, there may not be. I mean, we'll see what TJ Lateef, Nebraska's quarterback, has tonight against Penn State. So, because that'll be an interesting story too. The Nebraska Penn State game tonight. Okay, these are two blue bloods. You know, long time. How many national titles do they have between them? They've been rivals for 40 years. played each other a ton. They got kind of the shared experience of coming into the Big Ten from the outside. The programs respect each other and have had a long term. And tonight, here's Nebraska playing Penn State. There could be 25 or 30,000 empty seats in Happy Valley. Wow.
It's cold, yeah. Man. Can't blame them. It's cold.
I mean, whew. Anyway, yeah, but could Dylan Raiola transfer? Sure. I mean, TJ Lateef kind of fits the Dana Horgelson desired offense in Nebraska better than Dylan does. He wants to be an RPO coach, and Dylan's not an RPO quarterback, so could he transfer? Sure. We'll see if that takes place here. Back to Miami and Virginia Tech. Oh, do you think that, because I don't know this, I probably should have looked this up before the show. I don't know if you could find it anywhere. It seems logical to me that James Franklin would be at the game.
Yeah, I don't think he's on the field. I don't think he's on the sideline. Yeah, I think he'll be
on the sidelines, right?
AD booth or something.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's going to go there for the game day experience, take his family there, kind of get used to that, talk to the team maybe before the game. And to your point, the team is, he's like, you know, I don't know how many guys here are going to be back next year, but, I mean, do you think they'll want to impress the new coach? Maybe.
Yeah, I think there's a boot. We talk about the new coach energy, and normally we're referring to, you know, coach that's struggling gets fired and the interim comes in and the team takes a boost, right? We talked about that before. This is slightly different because you've got the interim still working, but there's still new coach energy because it is James Franklin, because he is going to have his hands on the program, whether it's game planning or not. I absolutely think there's a little bit of feel to that.
We'll see. Miami and Virginia Tech is a certain about an hour on ESPN from Blacksburg. Michigan's at Maryland. 4 o'clock kick on the Big Ten Network from College Park. Not sure what to expect from Michigan at this point. The Wolverines have been somewhat kind of a hard thing to grasp here. We talked about the growth of Bryce Underwood as a starter over the course of the year, and we've seen some good things, and we've seen some things that look like a freshman quarterback. And can you keep your head on straight here in this road game and not be peeking ahead? This is kind of the classic don't look ahead game, right?
1,000% a trap game, and for a couple of different reasons. Let's start with Maryland first. This is a team that has had, at one point, lost three straight one-possession games in Big Ten play. This was a team that had 7-0 really not that far away. They blew a 20-point lead to Washington, and then they lost to Nebraska and UCLA, both by 4 or 3 points, whatever it was. And then they got blown out by Indiana, Rutgers, and Illinois, I think. And so this is a team that was close to being a lot different season than it was. They've recommitted to Mike Locksley and said they're going to put money back into the program. More importantly, they need to keep their quarterback. He is an outstanding young freshman that has put up a bunch of offensive numbers. And for Michigan, right, you already know what's coming next week. Here's the other problem. You also don't have your starting running back. Haynes is going to be out probably the rest of the season. And so it's a lot to be put on the shoulders of Bryce Underwood. Not to say he can't handle it. He hasn't been asked to really shoulder the load. It's been mostly the run game and the defense. Does that potentially change today if Washington can get a couple – excuse me, if – I mean, Washington's the quarterback. But if Maryland can get a couple scores, what do you now have to do for Underwood to win this game? I think this is absolutely trap central.
Then we have some games out west here. Arizona State, Colorado's 8 o'clock game. ESPN2, we talked about Prime. Abe and I, in case you missed it here a few minutes ago, both agree that Prime is probably done as a coach, and not just to Colorado, just done as a coach, probably off to television. Arizona State, a program that, you know, ascended to new heights last year, didn't quite reach that back. They Camp Scataboo, you know, missing hurt them more than they wanted to admit. But this is for Arizona State, this is a chance here to go into Colorado, get a win, still make something out of this season, even if it's not going to be a playoff spot.
Yeah, and I believe they're getting their receiver, Tyson. I think he might be back. I know he's been in and out over the course of the season. He's going to be one of the top receivers drafted in the NFL draft. Certainly will be long gone by the time the Falcons have a pick. But look, this one's for pride, I think, for both teams. I think playoffs are off the table. I mean, I guess I'd have to look. Is there still a path for Arizona State into the Big 12 title game? I mean, with only two losses in conference, who knows? You talked about chaos. Maybe there is. So maybe they've got a little bit more. And there's also the rumors of Sam Leavitt popped up this week about looking for a new school. We talked about Miami a moment ago, right? Maybe he's the guy from Miami. But he says that's false and not interested. So there's a little bit of outside noise there. This is, to me, though, John, more about Colorado. They have not been anything close to what people had hoped they would be. There was always the concern that without Shador, without Travis Hunter, without some of the other great receivers that they had the past 2 years, what are they going to look like? They've rotated a trio of quarterbacks, couldn't find who to start. And so it's just been a mess all year for Prime.
Yeah, I mean, their offense is just abysmal. I mean, it's just not any good. BYU and Cincinnati, that's an 8 o'clock kick on Fox. It's on national TV. Texas Tech is into the Big 12 title game. BYU joins them. It'll be a rematch between those two. If the Cougars can go on the road and beat Cincinnati, if they don't, then it becomes a real mess here as to who Texas Tech will play. Could be Houston, could be Utah. You mentioned Arizona State. Heck, could be, I guess, Cincinnati. I don't know if that could happen. But this is a really important game for the BYU program here. If they want another shot at Texas Tech, because frankly, I think the only way BYU is going to make it into the playoffs is to get another shot at Texas Tech and then win that automatic berth. I think the Big 12 is going to be a one-bid league.
Unless Texas Tech loses in the Big 12 title game, and maybe there's some two-bit action there. But I tend to agree with you. Look, this is a Cincinnati team that was ranked relatively recently, so the fact that there's not a little number by their name, don't get it twisted. This is a dangerous, dangerous game for BYU. And one of the problems I've had with BYU is it just doesn't feel like they excel at anything. Their run D, their pass D, their pass offense, their rushing offense. I don't think they're top 20 in anything. And that concerns me. Same question goes for Cincinnati. But Bear Bachmeier there for BYU. Again, he's got to do it all. This is a feisty Cincinnati team, and they're able to do a little bit of both, right? Little stops, little scoring. This is a dangerous game for BYU, but you're right. If they fall out in this game, I don't know if there's a path back to the playoffs for them.
All right, USC and Oregon, 3:30 CBS, national TV. We've talked about the chaos if USC wins this game. Oregon is Oregon's a good football team. I mean, don't discount the fact that, you know, they get into the playoffs and they can make some noise here. They've got, I'll tell you what Oregon's got this year, is their defense is serious, okay? Their defense is really good. It's better than you think it is. And so, but USC comes in. I think that Lincoln Riley's got them kind of positioned in a spot where this at least offers some intrigue here. Can USC go to Austin Stadium and win? Maybe.
Yeah, both these teams are banged up, and that's what's frustrating. I know that Oregon's going to be missing a couple more young receivers today, and that's a tough go for them. I was really impressed with Oregon last week. That game against Minnesota on Friday night, coming off the Iowa game where you thought it was going to be a little bit of struggle bus, and it was offensively, both because of Iowa and the weather. They absolutely throttled Minnesota. Really impressive to see them get back on it offensively. And I think they're going to need that today because USC comes in and defensively still some questions there. They've never really been able to get it ramped up, or else they would have done a lot better in the Caleb Williams years. They still don't have it ramped up great, but it's better than it has been. But their offense can still go. Mekhi Lemon is just one of the best receivers in college football as well, at least in terms of production, one of the most productive receivers. And that's going to be the task for Oregon. Get to Jade Maiava before he's able to get the ball downfield to Lemon, and you could probably get this. But I think you're right. USC, man. That whole conference, if this game goes differently, if USC is able to go on the road, and Oregon has already lost one home game this year, that one to Indiana, of course. If that changes a lot of things, the committee will have a much, much longer discussion about who gets in from the Big Ten if USC wins today.
Right, because then it becomes Ohio State and Indiana are in. We all know that. But, you know, is it Oregon at 10-2? Is it USC at 10-2? Is it Michigan if they beat Ohio State at 10-2?
And win today, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so suddenly, you know, are we taking three? Are we taking four? And if we're taking, oh, who are we taking? I mean, so, I mean, for USC, I think if they beat Oregon today and beat UCLA, I think they're in. I think they're 10-2 with a win over Oregon. They win. First off, they'd be ranked ahead of Oregon, I would think. And that's a tiebreaker for the committee. You know, head-to-head, USC won. So I think USC plays their way in. I think USC wins this game today. They're in the playoffs. And nobody's looking at them.
assuming they also win next week.
Well, yes, assuming they beat UCLA.
But I also, not to do the committee's job, I also think you talk about the losses on the road to Illinois.
Which they should have won.
Should have won on the road to Notre Dame. Both of those relatively competitive. I know Notre Dame, it was a two-possession win, but it was a competitive game. They stack up fairly well.
Interesting day here. We're going to pick the key games, including that Georgia Tech-Pittsburgh game and more, as we get into a little pick and poker, tell you what Garrett and Chris said about those games as well, as we look ahead to this Saturday on College Football with John and Abe on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breaking down the world of college football with College Football Game Time.
We can't never get enough today.
College Football Game Time, presented by Window Nation at windownation.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College Football Game Time, final segment for Abe and I today. Of course, this is a day while you have a couple of big games in the SEC, you know, notably, of course, the Tennessee-Florida game, probably the marquee game, Kentucky and Vanderbilt. It's that final time. By the way, next year again, you won't have this anymore, where you have this late before the rivalry weekend of nothingness with Samford at Texas A&M and Eastern Illinois at Alabama and Mercer at Auburn and Furman at Clemson and Coastal Carolina at South Carolina and all that kind of stuff. Georgia hosts Charlotte in just over an hour. That is going to be a total bloodletting. But the thing is, with Georgia here, I guess the good thing here is that we're going to see a lot of backups fairly early in the game. I would think, Abe, that they're going to play. You're not going to go too deep. You know, you get a quarter in and then you just, it's backup city, right?
If the starters do their job, yeah. I still think you're always going to want to get up, you know, 24, 27, 30, you know, points before you do that. But yeah, starters do their job, and you should hopefully see a half of backups.
Yeah, and then Georgia will go off to playing, who knows, they could play three straight games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You know, you play Georgia Tech, SEC title game, potentially, you know, you never know, Alabama lose or something. And then, of course, Fiesta Bowl is a semifinal game. So you never know. We'll see how this all kind of plays out for the Dogs here. All right, pick a poker, four of a kind, and a wild card. Let's start with Missouri and Oklahoma. Chris took Oklahoma. Garrett took Oklahoma. Abe, where do you lean on Mizzou and OU?
Now, I did make my picks earlier in the week just in terms of deciding who I was going to go with. This is before we got the news that Prabula potentially could be back for Missouri, but I'm not changing it now. I'm still going to go with the Oklahoma Sooners. I think everything's on the line for them today. Noon game, so always could be sleepy, but I think their defense is good. good to great. And I think that leads them to victory today.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Oklahoma peaking at the end of the year, and I'll go with the Sooners to win at home. USC and Oregon, we just talked about this game. Chris took Oregon. Garrett took USC. How do you lean in this game? This game's at Austin Stadium. It is a 12:30 local kickoff in Eugene.
I kept going back and forth on this one. I'll be honest, I didn't know who to go with. I think because it's at home, because they had an extra day to prepare coming off a Friday game, because they look so good in that Friday game, a win against Minnesota, I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to go with Oregon. I'm trying to hopefully use the same mindset that I used a week ago when picking Texas, when picking the Texas-Georgia game in favor of Georgia. Oregon's not going to lose two games at Autzen this year, right? And so I'm going to ride that the same way I said there's no way Georgia loses twice at Sanford. Oregon's not going to lose twice at Autzen, so I'm going to go with Oregon.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Oregon as well, much as I'd like to take SC in this game. I think it's a tall task here. So I'm going to go with the Ducks to hold serve at home. Pitt's at Georgia Tech. That is a 7:30 game at ESPN. Sold out Bobby Dodd Stadium. Chris and Garrett both took Georgia Tech. Who do you take?
Yeah, as you mentioned, crowd's going to be ramped up for this one. Everything's on the line for Georgia Tech. ACC playoff berth with a victory. And I just don't know where the mindset of Pitt is. I don't know how you could be confident in your abilities right now coming off of the game that you just came off of, a brutal loss to Notre Dame. So I'm going to take the home team, Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tech as well. I think the focus will be there. If the focus wasn't there last week, I mean, that's on Brent Key. That post-game interview, you could tell he was not real happy with much of anything, and he shouldn't have been. That's as ugly a win as
they had a full contact practice on Tuesday, John.
Yeah, yeah. You could tell that Brent Key was not happy. That post-game interview was brutal. It was like, yeah, I wouldn't want to. I felt for the reporter. I'm like, yeah, how do you talk to this guy? Because they won the game, and he is just steam coming out of his ears. I'm going to go with the Jackets tonight to secure a spot in the ACC title game and knock off the Pitt Panthers. BYU's at Cincinnati. Chris and Garrett both took the BYU Cougars. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to take BYU as well. I like their head coach, Kalen Sataki. I like their quarterback, Barrett Bachmeier, and I like the fact that they know they need this one to stay in the discussion for both Big 12 championship, but also a playoff spot. And so I think they're uber focused, even on the road. I think the fact that it's a night game helps them get up for it all the same. I'm going to take BYU.
I'm going to go with the home team, Cincinnati, here. I think the Bearcats have something a little left in their tank here for Brendan Sorsby at the end of the season. This would be kind of a nice little way to kind of vault them into the bowl picture. They've had a nice year, and so I'm going to go with the Bearcats to upset the 11th-ranked BYU Cougars in Cincy tonight. Wild card game, Garrett and Chris both took SMU over Louisville.
Yeah, again, a pick that was probably made a little bit easier by the fact that Louisville may be without Miller Moss today. I'm going to go with the emotional squad. I'm going to go with Florida to beat Tennessee. I know they're small underdogs in this game. I think the line was maybe 4.5 or 5, something like that. But the aside from the head coaching situation, the vibes in Gainesville are actually decent compared to what you might expect from where this team has been this season. I thought they put up some good fights this year, even in losing efforts, and they're still playing hard. So I'm gonna take Florida.
I'm going to go with Penn State over Nebraska, even if there are 30,000 empty seats in Happy Valley. That's almost hard to believe for a game of this kind of nature, but this could be 30,000 empty seats. I'm going to go with Penn State's defense is really going to be able to corral the freshman quarterback, TJ Lateef, and take away a lot of what he wants to do. Penn State's the best 4-win team in the nation. They were the number 3 team in the nation until, double overtime against Oregon. They're still a good football team. So I'm going to take Penn State over Nebraska tonight in Happy Valley. All right, stand by for all the football today. If you're going to the Georgia game, try to understand that 30-0 could happen in the first 10 minutes because Charlotte's really no good. And enjoy that as you will. You never not enjoy a Georgia win, but this could be brutally ugly. Abe, talk to you soon, and enjoy the rest of the day, and enjoy your time tomorrow with the Falcons watch party.
I'll watch all the good football today. I can, knowing that might not happen tomorrow.
Yeah, good call. College football game time returns next week in that huge countdown week. On Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.